friendship's real. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 93 says, the Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. I love that. A great reminder of how awesome and big our God is. From Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2. Well, here we are. It is 3/3/16. That's right. Thursday, March the 3rd, 2016. How you doing? Good to see you. Good to see you. It's kind of hard to believe that just the other day I switched on over a new page on my calendar and it's already March. Boy, this time stuff really does fly. It really does. You know, it seems like when you hit a certain age, you know, when the first years of your life, it's so long and boring and you can't wait to grow up and get your education, get a job, have a family. But after it seems like a certain age, it's all just downhill. It just goes by quick. And maybe that's why the psalmist said, Lord, teach us to number our days. Boy, how true that really is. Hey, so good to fellowship with you. I got my cup of coffee. In fact, my second cup of coffee here, getting ready for a third. So we'll see how this turns out here in the next 20-some minutes. Hey, good to fellowship with you. It's Joey Kroll. And hey, we're excited about this, the 20th birthday celebration extravaganza. We've been talking about it for quite some time. Thursday night, April 7th, Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, celebrating 20 years of ministry here at Great News Radio. Our keynote speaker that night will be Dr. Erwin Lutzer, of course, the senior pastor at the Moody Church in Chicago. And you can sign up to be part of that. It's a free event. We're excited about what God has done, what he's doing, and what we know he'll continue to do. But the big thing that we're really excited about as well, a special Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast the morning after with Dr. Erwin Lutzer that Friday, April the 8th at 9 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn and Conference Center in Champaign. We encourage you to come and be blessed and encouraged as we here at Great News Radio host a great breakfast for pastors and leaders featuring Dr. Erwin Lutzer. This is an opportunity to have some scrambled eggs and fellowship with him and a free copy of his biography. He will be the preacher, will be our gift to you for attending. So it is our hope that you'll be personally blessed that morning, encouraged and edified by Dr. Lutzer's faithful ministry to the church and leading a great devotional as well. Again, it's the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast Friday morning. Yep, the morning right after our 20th anniversary celebration extravaganza, Friday, April 8th at 9 a.m. More details and register all online, greatnewsradio.org, and it's right there when you log on to our website. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'll tell you what, March is a busy month for the Kroll family. It really is. March, it really is. I need to be on the ball this month. This month is my wife's birthday. It's actually coming up on the 13th. So that's a little over a week and some change away. And then on the 26th will be our wedding anniversary. So again, I have to be on the ball this month. I cannot forget either one of those two events. If I do, then I'll be bumming for money on the street corner. So, no, it's an exciting time. And, yeah, my wife and I are going to be celebrating 5 years together. And God is so good. Oh, yes, he is. He is so, so good. And, you know, words can't even define how great our God really is. Amen. So I made sure on all my calendars that I circled down and reminded myself to get this gift and do that and make sure that I am on it this month. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to be having a great devotional about, well, making mistakes. I mean, we all make mistakes. We really do. Failure is not the end, though, especially for the child of God. And we're going to talk about how God can make beauty from ashes, redeeming our broken moments. We're going to take a look at the story of Abram and Sarai from Genesis 15, 16, and 17. Right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
exalt you, my God, my Maker. Every day I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord.
And Lord of Lords, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, no two human beings are exactly alike. Each of us has a unique personality. Some people are more unique than others. You know, different backgrounds, life experiences, even DNA. But we all share something in common. We've all made mistakes. Yeah, we've all failed. Whether it's a speeding ticket, a bad business decision, or a failed marriage, we all know the pain of regrets and hurts. We often struggle with the consequences of our actions, right? Feeling burned and abandoned and a pile of ash after everything went up in flames. Yet, friend, in these broken moments, Jesus comes to us with the tenderness and grace that only He can give to us, offering to do something beautiful in us and through us for His glory and the good of others. See, Christ extends forgiveness for our sins. He offers mercy in the midst of our mess. You know, Jesus has come to give us a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Today we're going to talk about being redeemed from poor choices. And I don't know about you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you today. I strongly dislike waiting. I really don't like waiting. I'm not a waiter. Okay, I don't like to wait. I'm impatient, and I know this about myself. I know. That's why I tap my fingers on the desk, kind of shake my leg. You know, I just don't like waiting. I don't. I'm not one who easily waits. But friend, there is value in waiting, especially when you're waiting on God. And what we like to do sometimes, or let me speak for myself, what I like to do sometimes is go ahead of God. And today we're going to talk about being redeemed from poor choices, because when we choose to go ahead of God, sometimes we can cause more harm than good, but God can come and make beauty from our ashes. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 15. We're going to look at a couple of different passages here, but Genesis 15, verses 1 through 6. It says here, "After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, 'Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus?' And Abram said, 'You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir.' Then the word of the Lord came to him, 'This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir.' He took him outside and said, 'Look up at the sky and count the stars, if you indeed can count them.' Then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' And it says, 'Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.'" Hey, switch on over to one page over to chapter 16 of Genesis. "Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abram, 'The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her.' Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan for 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave, Hagar, and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, 'You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me.'" Too many people in the kitchen there, apparently. And let's turn over to one page to Genesis 17. "And Abraham said to God, 'If only Ishmael might live under your blessing.' Then God said, 'Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.'" Most of us know the story, but it's always good to go back. You know, we've all made poor choices, whether it's something huge like losing millions of dollars on a hasty property purchase, or something more minor like sending a nasty email when you're frustrated, right? None of us is immune to this experience, not even the great men and women of the Bible. Now look at Abram, for example. Abram was hand-picked by God to be the father of the Jewish nation. We first meet Abram in Genesis 11, living at a place called Ur of the Chaldeans. God chose Abram, who would later become Abraham, to build the nation through which the world would be introduced to God through his son, Jesus Christ. God promised Abram that he would give him a son, and through his bloodline, all the nations on earth will be blessed. His descendants would be greater than the stars in the sky. This promise did not come without challenges, however. Sarai, Abram's wife, was unable to have children. And at that time, God promised to make a great nation of Abram. She was 65 years old. He was 75. In spite of how impossible that may have seemed, Abram, the Bible says, believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. It was Abram's faith that God recognized. Now, keep in mind, he made this promise, again, when Sarai was 65 and he was 75. Even when we don't know what he's doing, we need to remember, friend, that God has a plan. Disaster strikes when we reject that plan and take matters into our own hands. When we think we can help God with his plan, unfortunately, that's exactly what Abram tried to do. You know, it's easy to take the first steps of faith, but it can become more difficult as time passes and it seems like God isn't coming through. Where you're looking at your watch saying, okay, what's happening here? Nothing's happening. You know, the period between the promise and the fulfillment is where Sarai grew anxious. She likely stared down, maybe at her body every day with the awareness of her ever-increasing age. She maybe began second-guessing God. You know, can I be honest with you? It's easy to do that. You know, when we rely on the flesh, when we look at things that are seen rather than what is unseen, it's easy to do that. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's easy to second-guess the promise, second-guess the calling, second-guess what God had said. But God tells us all we need to know when the time is right and when we are ready. God tells us all we need to know. You know, Abram and Sarai couldn't see God's big plan to create a nation, but God saw it. Abram and Sarai couldn't open a barren womb, but God could. When they had unsuccessfully tried things in their own way, Abram and Sarai refocused their attention on God and his plan. Neither his promise nor his character had changed. He intended all along to deliver on his word, and indeed he did. But sadly, friend, it often takes the pain and frustration of our own failures to point us back to God. Really, we have come to the end of ourselves and exhausted our own limited resources before we can really surrender control to him. It's only after we made a series of poor decisions, poor choices, that we yield ourselves fully into his hands. But friend, God renewed his promise to Abram and Sarai. In his timing, he gave them a son when they were respectively 190 years old. How about that? From that child came the nation of Israel, and ultimately through the nation of Israel, another baby was born. That child was also born to a woman who wondered how she could even have a baby because she has never been with a man. God's plan was still unfolding, and his son, Jesus Christ, was born to a virgin named Mary. See, God's ways are never predictable, friend, but they are always reliable. Always reliable. So trust him, friend. Trust him and wait. You may never be fond of not knowing the end of God's plans, and that's okay as well. All that's required is for you is to trust that he is God, and therefore his plans are better than your own.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Friend, I encourage you today to put your hope and put your trust in Him today. Well, that clock over there is telling me that I need to start wrapping things up. That's right. Our time was winding down here today on this Thursday. I do thank you so much for just your fellowship. You know, that time I think is worth so much more than any dollar bill, any paycheck, any 401k or stock that time. So thank you for your time and your attention today. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That's coming up tomorrow. Mark and Jason, tomorrow morning. Until next time, remember, as you're out and about today, that God has called you to be salt. He's called you to be light, and you, my friend, are the hands and feet of Jesus.